Our sermon is based on the Gospel reading, John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26, which was just read. Dear Christian friends, on this Mother's Day, we note that when mothers pray for their children, it's one of the things mothers do because they love them. In our text, we see Jesus praying for the disciples, whom he loves. And this is part of a prayer that Jesus prays after the Lord's Supper, before he goes and suffers and dies on the cross, putting these words into action. First, he prays for himself, but here now we see that part of the prayer in which he prays for the disciples. Some of you may know I am already praying for a grandson who has just been born, that everything works together for his good, so that everything in his little body works right, so that he grows and experiences wonderful things. This is what Jesus also is praying for his body, the church. And so as we look at this text, we see that Jesus wants us to be made one by his word, so that his love can be made known to all the world, so that we can all receive his glory. Let's think first about how Jesus wants us to be made one by his word. Jesus prays, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." You know as well as I do that one of the things that makes some mothers happy, especially at holidays, is to have the whole family together in one big gathering. It might feel to them like a big group hug. Well, this makes it happy for them when it's a sign that the whole family is happy to be together. But if the family gets together, and when they do, they're always bickering and cold to each other, then mother's not going to be happy, even if they are all in the same room. So even more important than being together in the same place is that they are united in love for one another. This is what Jesus wants for his family, the church. Not just that we compromise enough to be part of one great big external organization without real unity, or that we come together on special occasions to worship together with those who actually believe differently than we do, but that we are truly united, perfectly united in mind and thought, as Paul writes to the Corinthians, so whether we are in the same place or not. This unity is not just a unity of association, but a unity of agreement. It's not like a bunch of rocks that are all mixed together in one bucket, but like the ingredients of a cake that are mixed together and united when it's baked. What brings children together in loving unity with each other? Well, one thing is the love that they all share for their mother. What is it that truly unites people of the church together? It is not just love for our neighbor despite the differences, but brotherly love based on what we have in common, and that is the one true faith in God. Jesus is praying here that we might be united with him and the Father. He says that he has given us the Father's name, that is, he has revealed to us who the Father is. He prays for the unity of the church, which is those who believe in him, through the word of the apostles. The unity of the church that Jesus is praying for is the unity based on unity with him and unity with God the Father that comes from believing what he has revealed to us in the Bible. Our unity with God is disrupted by not believing his word, which is also going to disrupt our unity with one another. You would expect that. So what Jesus is praying for is not that we focus on finding some way to express unity with others despite different beliefs, but that we focus on believing the same thing, what he teaches in his word. So that like spokes on a wheel that are drawn closer together by being closer to the hub, we are joined together by believing the one true faith in God, from which love for God and love for each other all flows. expressions of love and unity in the church are not to be at the expense of unity with Jesus and love for His Word, but because of the faith in the truth that unites us with God. Jesus prays this not just for our own sake, but He goes on to say that this is so that His love is made known to the whole world. He says, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word, that they may all be one, so that the world may believe that You have sent Me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that You sent Me and love them even as You loved Me. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know You, I know You, and these know that You have sent Me. I made known to them Your name, and I will continue to make it known. The way children treat each other says something about their mother. Jesus wants us to live in love and union, not just for our sake, but also because of what it says to other people about Him. Jesus prays that others will come to faith in Him through what we say, not just with our words, but through what we say with our actions. Jesus and the Father are united in a perfect love that is totally complete. Jesus' total self-giving, life-giving love for us is how He reveals to us what His Father and His relationship with the Father is like, so that we also are united with them through faith in Him. This unity shows then in our self-giving love for other people, with the result that others also, who do not know what God is like, can come to see what God is like through the love that we show, and then also come to see the love that God has for them. That's what Jesus wants to happen. Because God wants this message to get out to the whole world, He wants us to share it together with them in unison. You know that a group of people singing or shouting together is more easily heard than just one person speaking at a time. But only if they're all saying the same thing in unison. If they all have different words, the louder they are, the less you can hear. It's worse. Jesus is praying that our unity in faith sends a message to the world about Him and the Father who sent Him. This is why we need to say together the same thing, and also show it by what we do together. Jesus prays for this because, like loving mothers want their children to grow, God wants His church to grow, and to grow more and more in knowing about and experiencing His love, so that we can all receive His glory. Verse 22 says, Jesus prays, for the glory that You have given Me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as We are one, I in them and You in Me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that You sent Me and love them even as You love Me. Father, I desire that they also, whom You have given Me, may be with Me where I am to see My glory, that You have given Me because You loved Me before the foundation of the world. Jesus prays true prayers. True prayers are ones that are prayed not just with words, saying this is what I want, but showing this is really what I want by following it up with actions. Jesus pursues the same things through what He does. Now, Jesus says here that He wants us to be with Him and see His glory. That's a hint that on this Sunday after Ascension, we're looking forward to His coming again for us. So surely this includes the glory of heaven that John pictures in our reading from the book of Revelation. But in verse 22, Jesus says He has already given us His glory. Jesus says this as He is preparing to suffer and die on the cross. More than once, Jesus speaks of His suffering and His death as being glorified. It's obviously that what Jesus calls glory is not what the earth considers glorious. Jesus has already revealed to us the glory of God by showing us His gloriously wonderful love, willing to give His life even for those who do not yet love Him. And He has given us His gloriously rich forgiveness, even for sinners, because His death pays for the sins of the entire world. And he has shown his glorious power by his miracles, which point forward to his own resurrection from the dead. He gives glory to his disciples, and he gives glory to us disciples every day by using holy baptism to make helpless infants glorious children of God and heirs of heaven. He does it by the words of absolution, which wash away our sins, turning us weak sinners into holy and glorious saints already now. He does it using the ordinary stuff of our everyday lives to do his will and fulfill his glorious purposes in the universe. And he does it by using bread and wine in order to feed us his true body and blood, the body and blood of our glorious God and Savior right here with us. But this is a glory that the world has a hard time seeing. Just as the true unity of God's church in faith is not easily seen, but is a glimpse of the greater glory that will be revealed and is not yet seen, the glory that God has prepared for us in heaven. This glory in heaven, the final fulfillment of Jesus' prayer for us, comes from the complete fulfillment in heaven, experiencing fully his love and unity. There, when all of our sin, including finally our sinful nature, is left behind, we are fully at one with the Holy God. Then we will fully know all of his truth, that is, things that we are unable to even fathom now, because now all we can do is simply believe what he has told us. So we will fully see then how great his love for us is, and how lovingly he has taken care of us throughout our entire lives. And so then, finally, we will be perfectly loving, without effort, loving everyone as completely as we are loved by God. You know that when mothers are out in public with their children, they want them to look good and behave in loving ways, partly because this makes their mother look good and shows how she loves them and takes care of them, but also for their own sake, because she wants what is good for them. This is what Jesus prays for us. He wants us to be made one by his word. He wants us to be united in love. And what makes this true is not just acting that way for show, but believing together what he tells us in his word, so that his love is made known to the whole world and people see what our God is like. As we believe and speak together in unison, the way we show love for each other. This is how the world, which cannot see God, sees what God is like and what his love for them is like, so that we can all receive his glory. Jesus wants us and all who believe in him through our words to be with him in glory, which he gives us every day by his presence with us and his daily gifts to us, and which is revealed fully when we are united with him and with fellow believers completely and perfectly in heaven. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.